This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Biden's $5 billion rural kickoff. GAO hits sugar program and livestock insurance sales surge. Biden Rural America tour starts with $5 billion in announcement. President Joe Biden and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack are stopping in Minnesota today to announce $5 billion in funding for projects across rural America. The announcement includes $1 billion in Inflation Reduction Act funding for conservation projects in 35 states through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Biden will announce $145 million in funding from the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, to benefit 697 small businesses and farms across 44 states. Vilsack says the projects will help small businesses and farms lower utility costs, as well as position farmers to, quote, take full advantage of additional IRA funding for transitioning rural electric cooperatives from fossil fuel-based electricity to more renewable power. Rural infrastructure will also get a boost with $1 billion in new funding for power production and water and wastewater projects. An additional $274 million from the USDA's ReConnect program will go toward rural broadband projects in 9 states. There's also $2 billion for communities in 10 states where the administration established the Rural Partners Network in areas of persistent and deep poverty. By the way, Representative Brad Finstead of Minnesota is fundraising off Biden's visit. Finstead says in an email, quote, no matter how hard the Biden team tries to gaslight Minnesota families, you and I know Minnesotans are suffering thanks to the administration's war on production agriculture, destructive Green New Deal policies, and Bidenflation. For more on ReConnect and where it stands in farm bill discussions, don't miss our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. We also look into the idea of boosting premium subsidies for supplemental crop insurance coverage. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. GAO, U.S. sugar program costs consumers billions, needs to change. The U.S. sugar program that protects American farmers by restricting imports goes too far in propping up producers and costs consumers billions by inflating food prices. That according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. The GAO estimates the sugar program costs consumers up to $3.5 billion a year and stressed that U.S. sugar prices are much higher than international prices. AgriPulse reached out to the American Sugar Alliance but was unable to get a comment. U.S. sugar producers argue that international sugar prices are lower because of foreign subsidies and that U.S. sugar producers could not compete with the surge in foreign sugar. The GAO report also says the U.S. Trade Representative's office, which decides how foreign producers divvy up the allocations for inputs, uses, quote, a method based on 40-year-old data and has not considered alternatives. Livestock insurance sales continue to surge. Cattle producers are buying the livestock risk protection insurance in increasing numbers. As of October, LRP had been purchased on 5.2 million head. It's up from 3.4 million head last year and just 1.8 million in 2021. That according to a Texas A&M University analysis. The program covered just 71,000 head back in 2017. The analysis cites modifications to LRP, including reduced premiums and allowing producers to defer payments until the end of the endorsement period. HPAI continues to spread across U.S. commercial flocks. Six states have seen new cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in commercial flocks over the past month. That's according to the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Some 22 commercial flocks were confirmed to have been infected in October. Nine of these are located in Minnesota, while seven are in South Dakota, two in Iowa. The virus has also been detected in two flocks in Utah, one flock in California, one flock in Alabama. U.S. hopes to provide rice to Ecuador after crop failure there. Severe weather hobbled Ecuador's summer rice production this year, and now the U.S. hopes to help fill in a large supply gap, that according to U.S. industry and government officials. AFIS and the USA Rice Federation have been working with Ecuadorian authorities to complete all of the paperwork necessary to once again allow the U.S. to ship rough rice, rice that hasn't been milled, to buyers in the South American country. A pest risk assessment by Ecuador is still pending, but AFIS has cleared the way for exports, and importers have already arranged shipments from the U.S. CropLife America seeking new leader. CropLife America's board of directors is opening a search for a new CEO. CLA's board decided last month to let Chris Novak go after 5 years at the helm of the Trade Association, which represents companies that make, formulate, and distribute crop protection products. The successful candidate will have strong leadership skills, experience in regulated industry, and advocacy with a broad array of stakeholders, including elected officials and regulators at both the federal and state level, that according to a statement from the board. Comment deadline extended on pesticide AMR resistance issues. EPA has extended the comment period on an interagency concept document for how to assess whether certain pesticides, quote, could potentially result in antimicrobial resistance that comprises the effectiveness of medically important antibacterial and antifungal drugs. The new deadline for comments is December 13th. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I'm glad to see the president getting into the real America. I'd advise him to leave his Biden economic message back in Washington, D.C. That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, head of the president's trip to Minnesota. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, November 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.